1. Will humanity continue to advance as quickly with technology in the future as it has for the past 30 years? It's an interesting question. I reckon that humans will keep moving forward as fast as technology. Because it is not, the population has never been more educated than before. 2. Can you elaborate? I think mathematicians, physicists, and doctors are able to communicate with each other with technology. And it becomes easier for them to make new innovations for humans. 3. What breakthroughs in technology may people see that will change the fundamental function of society, like the internet these days? I believe that modern technology has paved the way for multifunctional devices like smartwatches and smartphones. Computers are increasingly faster, more portable, and higher powered than ever before. With all of these revolutions, technology has also made our lives easier, faster, better, and more fun. 4. Will this be positive or negative? It depends. It's greatly beneficial because we can use smartphones to entertain or socialize with other people. But if we get addicted to it, it may affect our health. For example, disrupting your sleep can have a serious impact on your overall mental health. It can impact your memory, affect your ability to think clearly, and reduce your cognitive and learning skills. 5. How will globalization influence technological advancements in the future? In my opinion, globalization boosts technological development. While globalization has been much criticized for its possible negative side effects, our study shows that it has amplified the spread of technology across borders in two ways. First, globalization allows countries to gain easier access to foreign knowledge. Second, it enhances international competition, including as a result of the rise of emerging market firms, and this strengthens firms' incentives to innovate and adopt foreign technologies. 6. What must society be careful about as this develops? Social media and mobile devices may lead to mental and physical issues, such as eyesight problems and difficulty focusing on important tasks. They may also contribute to more serious health conditions, such as depression. The overuse of technology may have a more significant impact on developing children and teenagers. Distracting them, disrupting their sleep, and exposing them to bullying, rumor spreading, unrealistic views of other people's lives, and peer pressure. 7. How will societies change over the next 10 years? I reckon that in the next decade, climate change could be worse. On the one hand, the population of the world will increase a lot. Our environment can be more polluted, we'll feel less healthy, and the future of coming generations is at stake. On the other hand, there are various positive changes. I guess that the world will achieve many major successes in tackling diseases such as cancer and AIDS. We will be converting our vehicles to electric. And there will be more automated cars. 8. How about the next 50 years? In the next half century, the human population will probably rise to about 10 billion people. There will be more senior citizens than young people. We may die sooner because of cancer, and exposure to pollutants remains. Traffic lights and stop signs may disappear by 2050 because automobiles will gain the ability to communicate with each other. Robots may become household servants to the higher class as well as the middle class. People from around the world will convert to electric cars instead of gas cars to protect the environment. Finally, we will all work from home, there is no need to go to the office. 9. Some people feel that it is time for unified international taxes, laws, and regulations to be implemented for the better function of a global community. Is this a good idea or not? Why? This is a tough question. I believe this is a great idea. But I don't think people are ready for this change because they're more self-oriented and greedy, but I think globalization will make this change happen on its own.